What's going on, Eagles Nation? Welcome into the Locked On Eagles podcast, available as always on the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Lou DiBiase. Welcome back. Today is Monday, July 9th, on this edition of the podcast. Joining me today, fellow Eagles fan, Khaled Ahmed. What's going on, man? Member of the Far From the Nest squad, as well as Lars Lewis, who is another member of Far From the Nest. He always joins the podcast as well. If you've missed any of our podcasts, you can always check them out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you find pods, we are available. And as always, on LockedOnEagles.com, I posted the other day, it's a pretty cool article, I think it was fun, that I want you to check out. Most underrated plays from Super Bowl 52. Khaled, you'd like it because it features your boy Nelson Aguilar a lot. There was a lot of plays.
Was it the high five?
It was that one. There was a lot of different plays. Nelson Aguilar caught nine
catches. Play, when Rex Burkhead was running and the tackle from behind.
I left that one out of there. I even recorded it to use that. But when Corey Graham caught Rex Burkhead on that play,
that
saved a touchdown. Oh, man, I can't believe I left that out of the article. I even meant to put it in there, but you can go check that out. I put up, I think, 10 plays from Super Bowl 52 that were, even if they were small plays here and there, like the one was the Torrey Smith helmet catch on 3rd and 12 in the first quarter. It was more for nostalgic purposes because Torrey Smith caught it on his helmet just like David Tyree did. But it's a fun article, and you know, we're in the dead zone right now. Eagles training camp kicks off July 25th, so I thought it was a fun piece to write about because we're going to keep talking about the Eagles Super Bowl championship until week one, until kickoff, Eagles-Falcons on that Thursday night season opener for the NFL. But what we're going to be doing today is another fun, non-serious topic here in the Locked On Eagles podcast, and it's the all-time Eagles draft. Me and Khaled are going to draft an entire offense and an entire defense, plus a kicker, punter, and head coach from the Eagles rosters all time. So what is the best rosters, the two best rosters we can construct with all-time greats on the Eagles? And shout out to Eagles Fan Problems on Twitter. They inspired me to make this podcast because they posted a picture of Carson Wentz, LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey, Brian Westbrook, Zach Ertz, and they're like, if we can combine eras, how good would this Eagles offense be? And I thought, you know, let's go even farther back. Let's use every single every single era of Philadelphia Eagles football, and let's try to combine them and see what roster we can have. And I think it's going to be because we're younger Eagles fans. I think the majority of it's going to be people we've seen. I think it's going to be mostly people from the 20th and 21st.
Older people.
The majority of it's going to be from the late 90s, early 2000s probably. Then there's going to be the historics, like Harold Carmichael will be in there. Chuck Bednarik we're going to draft. But I think sports are better right now than they ever have been. Sports in the 40s, in the 50s, I'm sorry. It's hard for me, and I got into it with another member of Eagles media, because I don't consider sports back then to be comparable to what they are now. I just don't think the athleticism was the same. I don't think the level of the sport was as good. I mean, athletes back then had to have other jobs. They were serving in the military. That's why the Steagles had to happen. It's just sports back then, it's hard for me when it's just so advanced now. And, you know, you're working on your craft and the technology, you know, advancements nowadays. Sports are just better. So
I agree with that.
Right?
Like, I've watched older games, and it's just not as entertaining. There's
no
big plays like...
You can just tell the lower... I probably sound like such a, well, I guess a millennial. The old cranks are going to say. But I just think I watch old games, and I'm like, the level of play is just so much different. It's
like
not just
an NFL,
man.
Like, if any of them,
man,
like, played in today's game, they would get destroyed.
It's just like, who was Harold Carmichael going up against? If I really tried to make the NFL in the 70s, maybe not the 70s, let's go back to the 40s with Steve Van Buren. I think Steve Van Buren is probably not going to get drafted in this because we only each get one running back. I think that I can make the NFL in the 40s. If that's too egotistical of me, I apologize, but I don't respect it to the level other people do. And I'm very sorry for that if that offends you, but I guess that's just the young sports fan in me. It's just, look, sports are better right now. They are. The sports are better than they ever will be. And I'm sure an old man yelling at a cloud will hear this podcast and tweet at me, which hit me up at DiBiase LOE, shameless plug. So as Lars Lewis goes to his phone to tweet at me, I'm sure. Let's get into the all-time Eagles draft, though. Khaled, I get the first pick. It's like fantasy football. It's going to be a snake draft. So whoever gets the second pick of the round, they come back around with the first pick in the next round. So I start off in the first round. And the way we constructed the rosters, we talked about this before the show, The offense is going to be a quarterback, an offensive line, a tight end, one running back, and three receivers. So kind of like a normal base offense now in the NFL. Defense, we're going to go more nickel. We went with four defensive linemen, two linebackers, three corners, and then two safeties. So very similar to what Jim Schwartz does for the majority of the time. Most people now normally use three corners instead of three linebackers. So,
and I'm not like locked into, like, let's say I'm taking a safety.
Yeah.
It's not like I have to take a strong and a free. Right. It's just a safety to safety.
And if you want to take a player that has played defensive tackle in the past or defensive end, you can move them inside. Okay. We're not going to do like, oh, I'm going to take, you know, Brian Dawkins and throw him in the slot. Like, we're not going to do that.
Right.
But a guy like, if we were to take Michael Bennett, which we wouldn't because he hasn't played on the Eagles yet, but just a hybrid player like that who's played defensive end and defensive tackle, you can draft him at one of those spots. So let's start it up. And with my first pick in the all-time Eagles draft, I select Carson Wentz.
Of course you do.
And this is probably very bold, but I have never seen a more talented player. It's at the most important position. We can draft just the most dominant roster in this draft, and it all comes down to the quarterback. If my quarterback's an MVP level player like Carson Wentz was in 2017, a lot of the other stuff doesn't matter. And you know how Eagles fans that listen to this podcast know what a big fan I was of Michael Vick in that 2010 season. Also of Randall Cunningham, dual threat quarterbacks. I understand Donovan McNabb is probably the most accomplished quarterback in Eagles history. And shout out to Ron Jaworski. We gotta throw him in there just for namesake. But Carson Wentz, dude, I'm telling you, he's the most talented quarterback I've ever seen. What he did in 2 years, the level of play he was at last year before he got hurt. I'm sorry, no Eagles quarterback has ever been at that level. I know Randall Cunningham won MVP in 1990. I know McNabb made five NFC Championship games, and Vic should have won MVP in 2010. But that should be a testament to how good I thought Wentz was last year, considering how big of a fan I am of Cunningham and Michael Vick and Donovan McNabb, excuse me. So I have Carson Wentz. I'm building with the quarterback to start it up. So you have the next two picks.
All right, well, like, with my philosophy, it's very old school. Defense wins championship. Mm,
you're a dinosaur.
Reggie White.
Okay, fair.
Reggie White. And
second all-time
second pick.
You get another pick going back around?
I'll stick with defense and say Brian Dawkins.
Okay.
Weapon X.
Reggie White and Brian Dawkins is a pretty good start to this. So, basically, if you're going to make a run on defense, I'm almost going to have to. That's the other thing. I can't just draft all-time Eagles. I have to consider that you're picking too, so I almost need to have a strategy in place. Like, if he's going to take defensive lineman, I'm going to have to go. But I want another talented offensive player here to counteract your defense. I love flashy offense. I'm a talent over scheme guy, talent over effort. Although, you need the blue-collar hard workers on your team. You do. But I need the talent. So I'm taking LeSean McCoy, my second pick. The all-time leading rusher in Eagles history. He's still dominating with the Buffalo Bills. Him and Carson Wentz in a backfield would be scary. So I'm going to take LeSean McCoy, RPOs all day, every day. And then coming back around in the third round, I need to block Reggie White. So Hall of Fame, left tackle, Jason Peters is going. So I have three. I think those are three pretty good picks. They're all from 2008 and up in the Eagles' history. But once again, I think that those three players are some of the most talented in Eagles history. So I got LeSean McCoy and Jason Peters coming back around in the third round.
I'm going to stick with defense. Jerome Brown.
It's going in the middle.
And Trent Cole right after that. I'm going to stick with my defense.
Your defensive line right now is Reggie White, Jerome Brown, and Trent Cole. And then you have Brian Dawkins. So I have to take defense now, right? Oh, my God. All right. Fourth round, I'm taking Eric Allen here, the corner, right. Philadelphia Eagles. In the 90s, that dominant defense, which, by the way, was like the only like elite defense, historically good defense that never won a championship, let alone they won one playoff game together, which is crazy to think. But Eric Allen was consistently one of the best when it comes to interceptions. He had 8 picks in a year. Like, that just doesn't happen anymore. And back then, too, they threw the ball less. He had 8 picks in a year and then followed that up with a 6-pick performance in that following season in the 90s. I need a corner here. I'm going to go with Eric Allen in the fourth round. Coming back around, you're going to start. I mean, apparently, if you've already shown your hand, if defense wins championships, I'm going to take Fletcher Cox on the inside,
right,
defensive tackle. one of the most elite defensive players in Eagles history already since getting drafted in 2012. So I get a staple corner, a staple defensive lineman in Fletcher Cox. I'm pretty happy here in round five.
I think I'm going to still stick with defense because
So you're going to go five straight picks without an offensive player.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I know you love them.
No.
Asante Samuel.
Mr. Pick Six, please. No trades, but I would be offering you the farm right now for Mr. Pick Six.
Yeah, no, I just think that if I can beef up my secondary there.
Asante and Dawkins?
Mm-hmm. And then I think I'll go back to my line with Clyde Simmons.
So you're moving Reggie White inside, then?
Mm-hmm.
So, God. You have three or four of the top six sack leaders in Eagles history on your roster. All right, so how am I going to defend that? Sixth round, I'm going to take Lane Johnson here. So I'll get my other tackle
Jason
for my
Peters
offense.
Jason Lane Johnson? So I think, are you just going to draft this year's O-line?
I think the Eagles are living in the golden age when it comes to their offensive line. Jason Peters and Lane Johnson are their most talented offensive linemen they've ever had. No disrespect to John Runyon, to Trey Thomas, who I love listening to on WIP, played with the Eagles from 88 to, or played in the NFL from 1988 to 2008. He was a coach with Chip Kelly. Well, a coaching intern, but, you know, I have respect for those guys that played in the early 2000s with those NFC title teams, but Lane Johnson might not just be the best right tackle in football right now. He might be the best tackle in football with the way he finished last year.
Right.
Dominated elite pass rushers like Von Miller. Remember that highlight last year of him with one hand just taking Von Miller and throwing him to the ground? It's incredible, and I got to block your guys right now because on one side of the defensive line, you have Clyde Simmons and Reggie White, and then on the other, you have Jerome Brown and Trent Cole. So I need a good offensive line here. So I have Lane Johnson in the sixth, and then in the seventh, I'm going to go a little more balanced here, and I'm going to take another defensive player, Seth Joyner. I'm going to get a meaty middle linebacker here in the seventh. Sack ability, surprisingly enough, he's tied right now. Fletcher Cox is going to surpass him, but he's top 10 in sacks in Eagles history. He's got 34. So I'll take Seth Joyner here. He's got pass rush ability on the inside. He's not maybe the best blocker, but again, we are going based on most accomplished Eagles as well as fit right now. So more so than fit. So I'll take Seth Joyner in the seventh round.
I honestly think I'm going to run out of defense.
You're going to be filled with defense before you even get to
the thing is,
halfway
through
the draft.
When it comes to all of my football knowledge, O-line is where I always struggle, so I think I should start getting that out of the way.
Right.
Because I'm going to run out of people.
That's true.
I think I'll go with Jason Kelce.
Okay.
Start at the center.
Is he the best? He's probably the best center in Eagles history. There's not really a great list.
I don't even know that many O-line.
Jamal Jackson would be the only other guy that comes to mind for me. Who are you taking with your eighth round pick?
And
so you finally go offense. It's in the middle. Interesting.
I'll take Terrell Owens. T.O.
I cringe. I shouldn't, though, because I defended Terrell Owens back on a previous podcast, defending him against the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But is Terrell Owens the most talented Eagle wide receiver that's ever played on the team? Probably, right?
I would say so.
I mean, he's second all-time in receiving yards behind Jerry Rice. He's basically top 10 in every statistical category as a wide receiver. That's fair. So you get a center and a receiver, so you're finally building on offense. You've yet to take a quarterback, which pretty much now you don't have to.
I can wait,
I'm not taking,
everyone else is on the
Carson
board,
Wentz.
And
okay.
You can't take another quarterback.
That's fair. Eighth round here, Carson Wentz needs some weapons. He's got two elite tackles, a Hall of Fame running back in LeSean McCoy. Why not add a 6'8 wide receiver to him in Harold Carmichael with my eighth round pick here? 6'8", ran the ball amazingly. You know, I was watching highlights before this draft just because I'd never really watched Harold Carmichael play football, and he was in the 70s. He wasn't really talked about a lot. He's an underrated Eagle, really, when you talk about it. But 6'8", that's LeBron James playing wide receiver. He had a couple big seasons, and again, an NFL era that was not predicated on throwing the football. So you add Harold Carmichael to Carson Wentz, let him just throw it up to him. I like that, so I'm going to build around him. And then in the ninth round, I need another receiver. So Dante, I go speed on one, or I go size on one side.
I know exactly who you're taking.
One of my favorite players in Eagles history, DeSean Jackson. So I got a burner on one side, a 6'8 wide receiver on the other. I know you're building historic defense here, Khaled, but my offense looks pretty feisty right now, if you're talking about
it. I really want DJ. I'll trade you. All
right, DJ's for Asante. No. So you got pick 9 and 10 here.
Yeah, no, with O-line, I still don't know what I'm going to do. I'll just take Brandon Brooks.
Brandon Brooks is not allowed a sack.
Since the first game of
week
2016.
Week 1 of 2016. So since he's been an Eagle, since his first start, which was Carson Wentz's first start, too, remember that Cleveland Browns game? Can you name the starter in that game, the quarterback for the Browns? Do you remember who was starting for the Browns that game?
Cody Kessler?
It was RG3.
RG3? No
way.
Yeah,
do you remember the whole RG3 comeback
thing? Wait, that's
the year
that they won that one game against San Diego.
Right. They won one game in the past 2 years, so you are correct. All right, so you get Brandon Brooks. So now you got Jason Kelce and Brooks. So we're both essentially just drafting the 2017 Eagles offensive line.
There's only one person left.
That's true. So Wiz. We'll see if Wiz goes in the draft. All right, pick 10.
I think I'll go with Troy Vincent. Go back a little bit.
Your secondary looking pretty good. All right, pick 10 for me. I need a pass rusher to go with Fletcher Cox. I think I'm going to go Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham doesn't nearly have the sack. He's 7th all-time in the Eagles sack total. But PFF has been a big advocate for Brandon Graham, too, because year after year, he leads the NFL in pressures. Pressure is a bigger stat, really, than sacks, because I know finishing the job is key, but getting a quarterback off his set place in the pocket will just wreck an offense. And you saw last year him moving inside a defensive tackle to get that strip sack on Tom Brady. He has the best play in Eagles history, the most important play in Eagles history. And I feel like he's been one of the more underappreciated Eagles all time, really, because, you know, he started off slow. He was a first-round pick. Everyone's like, oh, you should have took Earl Thomas. You should have took JPP, whatever. People were upset that Prince Amukamara didn't fall. Or I'm sorry, that was the year after. But they were upset that like Earl Thomas didn't get to them. They needed secondary help. And then Chip Kelly moved him to outside linebacker, which he wasn't really a fit at. But Brandon Graham played pretty well there, too. He was even covering in space. Brandon Graham is one of the most accomplished Eagles of all time. So I'm going to take him at 10. And then at 11, I need another corner to go with Eric Allen. So I'm going to go with Sheldon Brown. Leads the Eagles all time in pass deflections. And until they got Jalen Mills right now and hopefully Sidney Jones, maybe Ronald Darby, they have not been able to replace Sheldon Brown on the opposite side of Sante. And then it was, you know, they tried Nnamdi Asomugha and DRC. Remember Burnt Toast, Bradley Fletcher, and Kerry Williams? I don't want to go. It's hurting my heart to talk about these guys. But so I'll go Brandon Graham and Sheldon Brown. So I got to build up my D.
Okay.
So you got 11th round here, and you got 12.
Okay. So
you got a lot of defense. You might have to start building on O.
My D-line is looking pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
My secondary is looking pretty good. But what about those middle linebackers, I guess?
Right.
Or just linebackers?
They're probably the least important.
But still.
Fair.
Essential.
Yeah.
Jermaine
Not more than
Trotter.
Quarterback, but okay.
Jermaine Trotter.
Jeremiah Trotter.
Or is that what it is?
I think you messed up him and I don't know who you were talking about. Okay. No, Jeremiah Trotter.
Okay.
The Axeman.
And then I think I'll go back to offense with Mike Quick, historic.
So is that your second wide receiver?
Yep, T.O. and Mike Quick.
So right now on offense, you have Jason Kelce and Brandon Brooks up front, and then you have Mike Quick and T.O. So you're building around a quarterback that you're probably not going to take. You're probably not going to take a quarterback to, like, the last pick here, but we'll see. So you go Jeremiah Trotter and Mike Quick. So with my next two picks, I need another offensive lineman. I got Jason Peters on the outside, and I got Lane Johnson. I'm going to take Todd Harriman's as an offensive guard. He was another guy that I don't think people appreciate enough in Eagles history. Played tackle, was a guard spot a lot of the time. So I think Todd Harriman's will fit right next to Jason Peters like he used to. The Eagles' left side, I feel like they have not had to worry about in like a decade and a half, basically. And a lot of it was because of Todd Harriman. So I'm going to take Todd Harriman's, and then at pick 13, I'm going with Zach Ertz as my tight end. So now on my offense, I have Harold Carmichael, DeSean Jackson, LeSean McCoy, and Zach Ertz.
It's just going to be offense
with Carson Wentz. It's essentially going to be my offense going against your D. That's what we're at right here. So I go Todd Harriman's and Zach Ertz. I like my balance. You're going defense heavy. I'm just I'm taking it more so offense, but I feel pretty confident in my defense right now.
For my O-line, I just have Kelsey and
Brandon Brooks. So you're building the right side first.
I think I'll go with Trey Thomas.
I have a cool story about Trey Thomas. I went to the Super Bowl party at the Miller at the Fillmore last year in downtown Philly, and it was the Sports Radio 94 WIP watch party, and he was part of the WIP staff that day covering the Super Bowl. So after all the confetti flew down, the Eagles won the Super Bowl, everyone stormed out, they were all heading down downtown Philadelphia City Hall to party it up. Right. I was kind of just sitting there in the confetti, just taking it all in. Trey Thomas, actually, I was just sitting there. He walks up to me, he's like, "We did it." And he just knuckle touches me. It's the coolest thing. There's just this giant dude, this 6'7" monster. I'm like, "Hello, Mr. Thomas." He's like, "We did it." Knuckle touch. So you take Trey Thomas there, pick 13. What about 14? So you have a
stick
tackle?
With O-line. I think I'm going to finish that up with John Runyon.
Mr. Politician himself.
Right?
Right. All right, that's solid. My 14th and 15th picks right here, I'm going to go with a nostalgic one. I got to get the old people off me, the older Eagles fans. I'm going to take Concrete Charlie, Chuck Bednarik, one of the biggest hits in Eagles history on Frank Gifford. He was a World War II veteran, actually. He does fit in this era because he was versatile, which is a big thing for football now and really all of sports. Not only was a linebacker, which was his bigger position, he also played center. So I have not drafted a center yet, so if I do need him for injury purposes, I do have Concrete Charlie that can play in the center. And then at 15, I'm going to need another pass rusher on the other side of Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox. I'll go with Hugh Douglas here. 54 sacks total with the Birds, which is top five. I think my defensive line looks pretty good right now. So you're at picks 15 and 16.
Okay, I have like one more spot in my O-line.
You just have a guard, Phillip.
I know who I'm going to take.
Okay.
Evan Mathis.
Chip Kelly's arch nemesis, Evan Mathis.
Oh my God.
I have not seen an offensive performance or a performance from an offensive lineman like Evan Mathis had in that 2013 season where McCoy rushed for 1,600 yards. A lot of that was all in Evan Mathis. And it ended dirty because Howie Roseman said he was going to – they had a deal in principle between Howie and Evan Mathis' team. They were going to give him an extension. Then Chip Kelly, remember, took control from Howie Roseman, and then he ended up backing out on the deal that they made with Evan Mathis before. So it did end pretty dirty with Evan Mathis in Philadelphia, but a guy you saw just on
the
second
–
with the Broncos the next year. So he got his, and – he was another guy that just fit right in with those athletic Eagles offensive linemen that were in the second, third level blocking for McCoy. And it's so cool seeing those linemen take on linebackers and corners. And that Mathis was one of them. So those are two good picks to solidify your offensive line. I am going to go to the defensive side here. At pick 16, I'm going to take one of the more versatile Eagles in Birds history, a current member of the team, a team captain on defense, someone that can play linebacker, safety, nickel corner, and that's Malcolm Jenkins. I got Malcolm Jenkins as a safety, and then at pick 17, I need another big guy, a guy to absorb blocks for Fletcher Cox at defensive tackle. I'm going to take the big boy, Hollis Thomas. So I go two defensive picks here, Jenkins and Thomas. Got to continue to build on D now because, you know, your defense is pretty good, and I'm pretty barren, so I might go with a lot of current era players, but Hollis Thomas is another guy that, you know, he had a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. So Hollis Thomas is my pick 17.
Okay, so I'm on pick 16?
Yes, sir. You got pick 16 here and then 17.
All right, I think I'm going to finish up my linebackers and Brian Evans.
Okay, Byron Evans, sorry.
Byron?
That's a Y, yeah.
Okay.
Byron Evans and then pick 17.
And then,
Michael Lewis is still – yeah, that's who I thought you were going to take because you're going to pair up Brian Dawkins, aren't you? Current – well, I don't know, dude. I don't know how my defense is – or how my offense is going to get around your defense because even if they get by Asante Samuel and Troy Vincent, I got to deal with Michael Lewis and Brian Dawkins in the backfield. But, again, that's why I invested my first overall pick in Carson Wentz, right? You got to invest in the quarterback. All right, my next two picks here, 18th round and 19th, I'm taking Jeremy Maclin – wide receiver. I'm going to throw him in the slot.
Oh,
I battled this one because I do want to take – we had a third receiver, but I did want to have a guy that had experience inside Jordan Matthews was not explosive enough for me. Nelson Aguilar did not have enough proven track record, right. Although he had probably the best season an Eagles slot receiver's ever had in 2017. Macklin, though, is a proven receiver, a consistent 1,000-yard guy when he finally became the guy on an offense in 2014. He blew up with Chip Kelly, then got paid, ended up having another 1,000-yard season in Andy Reid's offense with Kansas City. So I put Macklin on the inside with Deshaun, Harold Carmichael, and Zach Ertz. Okay. So I basically just made the Eagles 2010 offense with McCoy, Macklin, Deshaun, and then I just replaced Vic and Selleck, and I put Carson Wentz in there and Zach Ertz. So I'm really liking my offense. I feel like that's going to be the key. If I'm going to get fans, by the way, we're going to put these up on LockedOnEagles.com and on Twitter for you to vote who had the better roster. I think my offense, the flashiness, is what's going to sell some of the fans here, as opposed to you're a lot of the meat and potatoes, but I don't know if that's going to appeal to a lot of people. Your defense, though, is pretty good. You got Reggie White, Dawkins, Jerome Brown, Trent Cole, Asante. I mean, God, this is going to be – I would love – 18. Now, you know what we should do? We should put this simulation into Madden and then just watch it play out.
Oh.
We could create all the players, their best attributes, do, like, overalls.
Right.
And we'll watch it. Maybe that's something we'll do down the road. I like that idea.
This is pick 18 for me, right?
I've picked 19 still I got to do.
Okay.
I need a slot corner. Who should I take? Husilio Hansen or Brandon Boykin?
I would say Brandon Boykin.
Remember how good he was in that 2013 season?
Yeah.
Game-winning pick against Dallas Week 17 to get us into the playoffs to win the NFC East. I'll go with Brandon Boykin. He never can make the transition on the outside. He's now playing in the American Flag Football League. I was watching the other day with some other former Eagles, so that was kind of fun.
Jason Avant.
Michael Vixen. Dennis Dixon, my boy. Gerard Johnson, I doubt Eagles fans will remember. He was a camp body at quarterback. He was the Texas A&M quarterback when Ryan Tannehill was the receiver. So there's a bunch of different guys
in there.
Did
you know Terry Crews was also on the Eagles practice squad around, like, 97?
Is that an actual thing?
Yeah, Terry Crews was on the practice squad. He used to play in the NFL. I think he got drafted by the Rams or something. I don't know. Or, like, he got picked up by the Rams. That's where he started.
You should get a Terry Crews Eagles jersey.
I really want to.
That would be interesting.
I'm trying to get a Tebow Eagles jersey right
now. No, you can't. That's disrespectful. I'm going to put up on the poll. Can you wear a number 11 Eagles jersey, but it's not Carson Wentz, it's Tim Tebow? That would be the biggest mind twister of all time. You're just walking around in Eagles games like, nothing to see here, just another number 11 Carson Wentz jersey.
CFL jersey.
It's just like, nothing to see here, number 11 Eagles jersey, I see 70,000 of those all the time. Turns around, Tebow.
It's Tebow time.
Tebow had a pretty fun preseason that year.
I think that's the quarterback.
Mr. No Fun himself, Chip Kelly, caught him.
Okay, so pick 18.
Yep, pick 19? 18 or 19 and 20. You're up.
Pick 18.
19? Oh, excuse me, 18 and 19. So you go, back to back.
Okay, so
are you gonna finally pick offense, please?
We're doing three wide receivers, and one of them in the slot. It could be any wide receiver in the slot.
Yep, you already have T.O. and Mike Quick on
Alshon
the outside.
Alshon Jeffery in the slot is just another receiver. Right?
That's fair. I'll allow it. Alshon did play in the slot a good amount last year. That Rams game where they're trying to get him away from Johnson,
Tremaine Johnson.
Right. I was forgetting his first name, from the Rams, because he was doing a number on Alshon on the outside. All right, that's
I'm picking 19. I think I'm gonna go back and just finish up some of the emptiness that I have.
Well, you need another.
Corner.
Okay.
Lito Shepherd.
You have Troy Vincent, Lito Shepherd, and Asante. Okay. All right. Damn it, Macklin, you got your work cut out for you. All right, pick 20 and 21. I need another safety to go with Malcolm Jenkins. How about Dirty Waters himself, Andre Waters? So Jenkins is a guy I'm going to need a lot of the time to move down to linebacker, move down to nickel corner, because who knows, Brandon Boykin's got that defective foot thing that's going on, and he battled some injuries throughout his career. Andre Waters, consistently, I think it was a four-year span with the Eagles where he had over 110 tackles. He had a 6-pick season, very complete safety. I'll put him next to Malcolm Jenkins. And then at 21, I think it's time. I'm going to take my head coach, Dick Vermeil. I'm going to take Dick Vermeil here. He won a Super Bowl with the Rams, which is to me, it counts. I know he's an accomplished head coach. He's a Super Bowl winning head coach. He got the Eagles, the Eagles were rock bottom in the 70s. Remember the whole Vince Papale story, even though it's not 100% true because of, Vince Papale did play semi pro football. But it was there was literally a movie about the 70s Eagles where they were having just normal Philadelphia citizens trying out right. for the team. So I'll take Dick Vermeil here as my head coach because you actually had – here, we got to work this out because this pick we did before, you had Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
So I couldn't take Doug.
Yeah. I picked Doug Peterson right before.
Which really sucks.
And the other positions that I have left are just, like, a punter, kicker, and then tight end, running back, and quarterback.
You still
which
need...
I can pick anyone because you
well,
already,
cause I
already
Yeah, I already got my guys.
So I can take whoever I want.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to pick these just so you don't get them. I'm going to take David Akers just so you can't have
I wasn't going to take David Akers anyway. I was surprised you didn't take Cody Parkey there.
I love Cody Parkey. You know I love
yeah,
you Cody Parkey.
Love you some Cody Parkey.
Cody Parkey and Caleb Sturgis are like my favorite kickers. I don't know why. Like for some reason I love them. I think because they won me like two fantasy football seasons.
Okay, that's fair. They both got hot.
Right?
The Eagles have lately just been going with the hot hand each year. Like who's the guy that just dominates that kicker? So you took David Akers, you took Doug Peterson. So for me now, coming back around, I don't have to worry about kicker because you took Akers. So I'm going to build my offensive line again. I'm going Jamal Jackson at center. And then at 23, we mentioned his name earlier. Caleb, I'm going to take Steven Wisniewski. I need another guard. I was thinking of Max Jean Gillis, maybe some Sean
right.
Andrews action going on around here. Not Alan Barbara. So I'm going to take Wiz. Wiz, last year, he was an underrated piece of that offensive line. When Isaac Simalo was supposed to be the guy. You know, he was a third-round pick in 2016. Everyone thought, you know, Simalo is going to be the staple here at left guard, and he struggled up until week three. And then when Wiz went in there, it did numbers not only for just the offensive line in general, but for the running game. Because, remember, LeGarrette Blount, everyone's like, Doug Peterson, run the damn ball. But their offensive line was struggling, especially on the left side because of Simalo, and Wiz comes in there, and suddenly that Chargers game happens, LeGarrette Blount blows up, and then suddenly you get Jay Ajayi, and that playoffs, you saw Wiz just harassing defensive linemen. So I'm going to take Wiz and finish up my offensive line
all
with
right.
my third last pick. You've got four more.
I guess I'll just take a punter. Donnie Jones, why not?
Okay, fair.
Super
Bowl champion Donnie Jones.
And this one, just because I don't really have any more pressure on what to pick, Brent Celek was one of my favorite tight ends, watching him while I was watching the Eagles back in, like, 08, 09.
I don't think people realize
he
what a good
really
receiver
good.
He was, because he became such a good blocker after Chip Kelly came
right.
in, and he got, let's just admit it, old and slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was an older tight end that just lost his explosiveness. But I remember even when he was a rookie during that NFC Championship year against the Cardinals, and then the Vic years, Celek
he led the Eagles in receptions.
Yeah, he's eighth all time right now on the list, and he was a guy I just remember, you know, the whole dream team year, and then the year after the redeem team that was even worse, the 4-12 team. I just remember, you know, everyone was coming in and out of the lineup. Deshaun was getting hurt. He was unhappy with his contract. Vic was always hurt. Macklin, and you just saw Brent Celek every single week. Though they would be 2-12. And he's still in there making big plays, you know, like showing the effort. I don't know. I always appreciated Brent Celek, and I don't know if people love Celek, but
mm-hmm.
I don't think because of that, because of like the blue collar receiver or, you know, worker he was
right.
and just the Mr. Eagle that he's been, you know, he was the longest tenured Eagle, him and Jason Peters with this roster in 2017. But I think people forget how actually talented he was in the receiving game. So
right.
that's a good pick at 23. Did you pick, was the other one Donnie Jones?
Donnie Jones
okay.
and Brent Celek.
All right. My final two picks here, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to take Jake the Snake. Jake Elliott is my kicker. If I'm going to go with a hot hand here, I'm going to go with the one that ended up winning us a Super Bowl, not Cody Parkey, not Caleb Sturgis.
Goddamn.
It was Jake Elliott. Guy hit a 45-yard field goal to take the lead for the Eagles, or to put them up by 8 points, which was huge. Because, remember, if the Patriots convert that Hail Mary to Gronk, and Jake Elliott doesn't make that field goal the drive before, the Eagles lose. If they score, that's how big it was. He came off the practice squad from Cincinnati. They chose Randy Bullock over Jake Elliott. The Bengals did. And then he comes in, he hits that 61-yarder against the Giants. He hits some huge kicks throughout the season. So I'll go Jake Elliott here at pick 24. And at pick 25, I needed a punter. I'm just going to take another Australian. Give me Sav Rocha.
Aussie.
Give me Sav Rocha.
All right. And now,
so you need a running back and a quarterback, and I'm interested to see who you're going to take. Because there are a lot of options. Hold on. There are a lot of options. Wilbert Montgomery, second all-time. Deuce Staley is in there. Brian Westbrook is in there, which he's your boy, I know, so I'm probably suspecting you're going to pick him. But there are some pretty good ones. And then at quarterback, you got McNabb, you got Cunningham, you got Jaws, and you got Michael Vick has a soft spot.
I got
in
Nick
Foles.
I got Kevin Cobb. Yeah. I got all the options. All right.
AJ Feely. You got 2006 Jeff Garcia.
I got Mark Sanchez that year.
2014 Mark
that
Sanchez.
That Thanksgiving game, he was really good.
God, I was such a miserable Eagles fan during that time.
Sam Bradford? Oh, my God.
Don't even mention his name on this podcast.
List goes on.
That'll be the last time we ever hear his name on this podcast, unless it's for jokes. Make your picks.
But yeah, no, Brian Westbrook, my favorite Eagle of all time, Brian Westbrook. I have like 3 Brian Westbrook jerseys. Like he was, because when I was growing up watching the Eagles, my family's actually a Rams family. As weird
it's
as
really
that sound,
weird, yeah.
Right? Like, why are people
St. Louis Rams too? By the way,
St. Louis Rams, yeah. Right? And my brother was like the only Eagles fan, and so I don't know, just watching the Eagles growing up with him.
It was a lot easier, I'm sure, to like them than the Rams.
Westbrook was just tearing it up, and it was so fun to watch him, and watching it with my brother. It's a real, like, nostalgic
okay.
kind of thing. All right,
that's fair.
So, Brian Westbrook is my favorite Eagle of all time.
Okay.
Carson's getting there, but, you know.
I didn't realize you felt that strong about Westbrook.
Yeah, no, I love Brian Westbrook.
Okay.
And
so, how mad were you when Jay Ajayi was wearing number 36 last year?
It's well, I don't know.
It's a touchy subject.
And it may be controversial, but...
You need a quarterback here.
I do need a quarterback.
So, are you going to go with the most... Are you going to go with the guy that just caught lightning in a bottle, which is... There's 2 of those guys. There's Cunningham and Vic, or the most accomplished Donovan McNabb.
I am taking practice squad Tim Tebow.
Nope, that's not
I'm
allowed.
Kidding. I'm taking Michael Vick in his prime with the Eagles around like 2010, but not just that year. Like I can't.
I won't argue with you.
Just specific years.
Anyone
like,
that's on this pod that listens to this podcast Vic, knows how much I love Michael Vick.
Vick on the Eagles, he completely tore it up. I remember there's that fantasy football like pick me whole like campaign they were doing.
Yeah.
Where there's a commercial where Vick throws the ball and someone catches it in the air and the guy goes back flying in the air because that's how hard he threw it. It was ridiculous. I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Something tells me that's not actually what happened in the commercial.
But yeah, no, Michael Vick,
I'm surprised. Yeah. But I'm not, though, because, well, I mean, when you think about it, McNabb, if we're talking about just accomplished Eagles, Cunningham and McNabb have the edge over Vick, but I wrote a piece on LockedOnEagles.com about that 2010 season for Vick. I've never seen a harder player on offense to defend.
Right.
Ever. In my, you know, in my 21 years of watching football, you know, Cunningham was huge. He could run, and he had the same effect that Vic did. But Vic had the speed. It was always the talk in Atlanta was if he could just put it together, you know, if he could just find a way to become this complete quarterback, he would set the NFL on fire. And even if it was for just a season, he did that in 2010. And I will say in 2011, Vic did play pretty well. He battled with injuries. That Dream Team roster was not as bad as people remember because the next year they were so bad at 4-12. But that Eagles team the year after, Vic and the offense got really hot in the final 4 games. They won the last 4 to go 8-8. And if the Jets, I don't know if you remember this, but if the Jets beat the Giants on Christmas Day, the Eagles make the playoffs that year.
The wild card.
And they were the hottest team in the NFC at that point. And I'm just saying, you saw the Giants get really hot in two years to win a championship. You saw the Ravens do it in 2012. I'm not going to say that Dream Team Eagles
it always comes
would
back to
have
them,
made a
it?
Deep run.
It always comes back
but
to
I just
that
think
Dream
I think
team.
Vic had another year. That next year, he did struggle
right.
in the first half of the season, but he got going again late where he started tearing up the Dolphins. I remember the Jets game, the Cowboys. Vic and the offense got going again, and the Giants won the Super Bowl, and they got in because they were hot. But I'm just saying one – you know, if Vic doesn't get hurt in that Falcons game on Sunday Night Football in Week 2, you know, a few plays here and there against the Bills that year, the offsides, which I was at the game for. If Mark Sanchez and Rex Ryan, I know that's a lot to ask, but if they could have beat the Giants that year, the Eagles would have made the playoffs. So I'm okay with the pick. I'm sure some people will disagree with it, but I'm not. So let's see the rosters here. We're going to post them on LockedOnEagles.com, and I'll post them on my Twitter, at DiBiase, L-O-E. My offense, Carson Wentz at quarterback, LeSean McCoy at running back, Harold Carmichael, DeSean Jackson, and Jeremy Maclin are my receivers. I have Zach Ertz at tight end, and my offensive line is Jason Peters, Stefan Wisniewski, Jamal Jackson, Todd Harriman, and Lane Johnson. So that's my offense. I'll vote. We're going to do separate polls, so I want to see who likes our offense or defense better, because your offense looks pretty good, though. Vic at quarterback, Brian Westbrook at running back, T.O., Mike Quick, and Alshon at receiver, and Brent Celek. Then up front, you have Trey Thomas, Brandon Brooks, Jason Kelsey, Evan Mathis, and John Runyon. So that's a pretty good offense, too. On defense for you, you have Clyde Simmons at defensive end. In the middle, you have Reggie White and Jerome Brown, and then Trent Cole, God help us all. Linebacker, Jeremiah Trotter, Byron Evans, and then at corner, you have Asante Samuel, Troy Vincent, and Lito Shepard, packed with the early 2000s safety tandem of Brian Dawkins and Michael Lewis. That's ferocious. My defense, Brandon Graham up front, Fletcher Cox, Hollis Thomas, and Hugh Douglas. Then at linebacker, I have Seth Joyner, Concrete Charlie, Chuck Bednarik. And then at corner, Eric Allen and Sheldon Brown with Brandon Boykin pushed inside. And then at safety, I go with Andre Waters, a.k.a. Andre Dirty Waters, and Malcolm Jenkins. So some pretty good ones. Lars, you just listened to this entire draft. Oh, kickers. Excuse me. I forgot the kickers and the head coach and punter. My kicker was Jake Elliott. Yours was David Akers. My punter was Sav Rocha, which I totally punted on that draft pick. Boom. And then, Kyle did not like that one. Donnie Jones was your punter. Your head coach, Doug Peterson. I didn't want to take Big Red. Is that wrong of me? That I didn't
no,
want
because,
Andy
like,
Reid?
If our teams were playing each other, you would, like, blow it in the fourth
I don't know.
Quarter
I feel
with, kind like, of
bad. I
left,
just.
Right?
I don't know. Maybe I should take Andy Reid. I just don't think it's credible for me to take Dick Vermeil over Andy Reid. I'm going to change it. I'm giving me a Big
That's
Red.
That's fine.
It's just, how do you, I know he never, he couldn't do what Doug did just in year two. He's one of the worst clock managers I've ever seen for a head coach. But as a play caller, what he did with McNabb, what he did with Vic, he took, that was the best era of, you know, consistent dominance for the Eagles. So I can't do that. I gotta take Andy Reid as my head coach.
I mean, like,
so
who else would you up. Take? Chip Kelly?
Yeah, I'm
no,
sorry.
Right?
I was waiting for the troll that you are. I was waiting for you to take Chip Kelly, but not so much. So, Lars, you just heard me and Khaled's rosters for the Eagles all-time draft. I want to hear your thoughts on who you think won offense and defense and then roster.
You know, I got to tell you what, that was a lot to digest.
It was.
That's a lot of picks.
We're going to put the rosters up on the website so people can, you know, after they listen, they can really read it and analyze it. But I'm interested to see, because you are a football historian, so you do appreciate the old school for football, not just for football, but for other sports as well.
And I have seen them play,
and
too.
Yes, exactly, considering you are a time traveler in your own right.
Okay, that's a different conspiracy theory
is.
For another day,
it's for
Louis.
A different podcast, but I'm interested to see who, and I'm going to put the rosters right in front of you, who you thought had the better draft.
Well, if you want to go in terms of value picks, I definitely give to Khaled, because think about it. You get Michael Vick with the final pick of a draft. That's phenomenal.
But at that point, I already took my quarterback.
Yeah,
so
I
it's
get,
not
see,
like
it's a little different compared to if, like, if it was like a 10-team fantasy draft.
Okay.
But if you look at, let's break it down. We'll go offense, and then we'll go defense, and then we'll see how it would interact in a real game. You look at Khaled's offense. You got Vick at quarterback, Westbrook at running back. You got T.O., Mike Quick, Alshon, and Brent Celek. You know what that means to me when it comes to their receiving core? Beef. That's a lot of size. And I get it. You've got Sheldon Brown. You got Eric Allen. That's a lot of size to go up against.
Brandon Boykin is going to struggle with Alshon in the slot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm concerned about. I might have to consider pushing Boykin on the outside to cover Mike Quick, and then maybe have Eric Allen or Sheldon Brown get on Alshon.
You may have to slide Malcolm Jenkins.
I could use that too.
That may be an option for you if you need to stop Alshon up the middle.
Yeah.
Because
good call. I like that.
Yeah. Because, look, Chuck Bednarik, Concrete Charlie, he's a legend. He's an icon when it comes to Philadelphia
sports.
And
Vince Lombardi is only playoff loss ever in that 1960
that
title
That is right.
Game.
And Vince never lived that down the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, as you know, I have a heart for the old school.
I understand
but
that.
But that is going to be a tough assignment for him if he has to go against that kind of size and that kind of versatility in the slot with Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah.
And it's a tough matchup.
It's a tough matchup, but I do have to keep in mind with this draft, too, though. It is about accomplishments with the Eagles, and Bednarik is just, he was one of the faces of the Eagles for a very long time when it comes to when they first started off. He's one of the first Eagles. So who do you like better on offense here? Who has the advantage, me or Kalen, on offense?
Well, I would say just talent-wise, it would be you.
I'll take that.
Because you have LeSean McCoy, who is a multifaceted running back. Brian Westbrook was multifaceted, too, but not to the degree.
He was not on the level of McCoy. He just wasn't.
I don't think anybody is. LeSean might be the best multifaceted running back we have seen since LaDainian Tomlinson.
Wow. High praise.
And you got Harold Carmichael, 6'8". That's a beast. And then you got DeSean Jackson with the speed. I like what you did there.
Thank you.
You got a guy that you can just, you can have Carmichael go over the middle, and Carson will just throw a float ball, just have him go up and get it. And you got DeSean, who's the burner. I'm a little concerned with Macklin in the slot.
Really?
Because Khaled's defense has so much speed. And not to mention physicality up
Jerry
the middle.
Macklin's a 4.5 speed. Macklin is faster than people give him credit for, I think. Because he played next to DeSean, I don't know if he got the necessary credit. For at Mizzou, throughout his career in college, he was a punt returner, he was a kick returner. I don't know. I think Macklin, I didn't want to take Jordan Matthews there because he's just too one-dimensional. And Aguilar is probably the most talented slot receiver.
I'd have thought you'd have taken Fred Barnett.
Maybe Jason Avant. Got to give him his due. But no, I'll take Mack on there. I think I like him there technique-wise, route running. I like Macklin. In his prime, I don't think he ever put up the numbers that he maybe could have because he was in such a talented offense.
Right. And, you know, I grant you that.
Okay.
But then I look at the defense on both ends.
So you give me the advantage on offense?
I would say there's a slight advantage on offense for you because of the talent. But
defense,
I like,
not looking too hot.
I like Khaled's setup on offense, though.
Right.
I like the picks that he had because I think it works in Doug Peterson's favor. Because you got to look at the coaching philosophies also at the same time. Doug Peterson likes it wide open. You got Terrell Owens. You got Alshon Jeffrey and Michael Vick. I mean, come on, run-pass option with Wentz? How about run-pass option with Vick?
No, that's I agree. I'm with you.
And I look at the defense, and oh my God, he has
it's the pass rush is tough.
He might have the best front four compiled that maybe I've ever seen for pretty much any team. You've got Reggie White and Jerome Brown in the middle. These are two guys that are immortalized in Eagles history. Mm-hmm. Those guys with Buddy Ryan's defense back then was so fierce in the late 80s and early 90s. That team was scary to go up against if you're on offense. And you also look at their secondary, then you go into the Andy Reid version of the Eagles, which you may have an advantage because Andy Reid knows that defense. Mm. He was the coach of that defense. So he could tailor that offense with Wentz to attack that secondary that comprises of guys like Asante Samuel, of Troy Vincent, of Brian Dawkins.
I think I have a
Michael
lot of
Lewis
versatility on offense. And I that's why I went strong on up front on the offensive line, too. I think Jason Peters and Lane Johnson can handle.
Oh, yeah. Jason Peters, I think, is a future Hall of Famer.
Where I'm going to struggle is when Todd Harriman's and Wiz have to cover Reggie White and Jerome Brown.
That's where you're going to run into problems.
Wentz is going to have to roll out a little bit, but
He may have to use the screen game.
She's very good at doing it.
Screen game is a big option here. Like Andy Reid loves screen game. He loves short passes.
What do you think of my defense?
I look at the defense.
I think it's pretty talented.
I like your front four is solid because Fletcher Cox, next to Reggie White, is probably the most talented of a front four of any Eagle ever. Mm-hmm. And you got Hollis Thomas, you got Hugh Douglas and Brandon Graham.
It's
just can't compare.
It's
to that
not
other
Hall
side.
Of Fame level. I'll give you that.
That other side is frightening.
I think I have the advantage at linebacker though. I think Seth Joyner and Chuck Bednarik.
Seth Joyner is so underrated.
I don't think he gets enough love in Eagles history.
No, he doesn't.
It's because I mean Lars, there's just so many talented defensive players on that roster, Eric Allen, I think, is another guy that goes underappreciated because everyone talks about, you know, Reggie White and Jerome Brown, and it was that Coach Ryan-led defense. So,
because it was almost a hybrid of the 46.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they never gave enough credit to the corners in Philadelphia. It was the same thing with the corners in Chicago.
That's why I think
when Buddy Ryan was with the Bears,
he's got the flashy. He's got the better corners with Asante and Lito and Troy Vincent.
He's got the ball hawks.
But I got the quietly consistent guys. Sheldon Brown and Eric Allen, I don't think, get their due in Eagles history.
You got guys who can block the ball.
Yeah. Like Brandon Boykin might be a liability, though, based on how he built his team.
Especially when you got guys like Alshon and Terrell Owens.
But I will say, Brandon Boykin was the best slot corner in the NFL for 2 years.
This
so
is
there
the one...
was a time where Boykin was elite at that spot.
I would say, grant you that, but I think guys like Vincent and Samuel were doing it for longer.
I'll give it to Khaled,
better.
I think Khaled has the advantage on defense. Total roster now, Lars. Who are you giving the advantage to?
Boy.
Punters included.
Yeah, if I let's go to the kicking game then. If it's a close game and Khaled's got the ball with about 15 seconds left and he needs to hit a field goal from David Akers, oh boy, I remember that wild card game against the Packers. That was not fun.
He did end up hitting one though. It was short, but
he did. But he missed chip shots that the Eagles probably win that game if he made those.
Okay.
Because when you miss 36-yard field goals, that kills a lot of confidence.
I think
Jake Elliott, I think, is someone who...
In 1 year, you'd put ahead of Akers, though?
I'd have to think so, because Jake Elliott has hit some big kicks last year. He hit the biggest kick in Eagles history just this season in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, and that was not a tough... That was not an easy field goal to hit.
It's very hard to debate.
He's got a better leg.
You know, long periods of sustained success versus the guy that just dominated for a short period of time. Because that's Jake Elliott. Like, that's a hard thing, and it's the same thing with our head coaches.
Victim
Andy
of the moment.
Andy Reid didn't get to the level that Doug Peterson did, but Doug Peterson's only been a head coach for 2 years. So who has the advantage of head coach? I mean, I would go
It would
with
have
Doug.
To be based on
I'd
philosophy,
I
and
love
I would
Doug.
Say Doug Peterson is better when it comes to a one-game winner-take-all. Because what you saw in the Super Bowl, he took those chances against Bill Belichick. Does Andy Reid do the same thing? See, Andy Reid is a great schemer, and he's got a heck of a lot of talent with him, but his offense that he has with him doesn't exactly fit what his philosophy is.
So
they're going to have to throw a lot of short passes,
so,
and that kind of takes away DeSean Jackson.
Who's got the better roster then? Final decision.
I take Khaled.
Okay.
Just because his defense is so over the top is that it's going to bottle
Carson
Wentz. So
there's a wider
Wentz.
Gap of defenses than offense.
Yes. I would say the offense, you have an advantage, but defense is just such a huge advantage for him because he has every position covered.
Right.
And on top of that, his secondary is almost just as good as his front four. He only has a very slight weakness, which is the linebackers, which you said earlier in this podcast, he's probably the least important position right now in the field.
Till Zach Ertz is matched up well against Jeremiah Trotter. But then he could just throw Brian Dawkins on there, so I digress. But we're going to post this up on Twitter, at DiBiaseLOE. I'm going to throw the rosters up, and on LockedOnEagles.com, I'll post the show, and then under it, I'll post the rosters up. So that'll be up today. Make sure you follow me, at DiBiaseLOE, and then check it out at LockedOnEagles.com. Thank you for everyone that joined the show today on the Locked On Eagles podcast, available as always on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. Please subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcast. And, of course, as always, LockedOnEagles.com. For Khaled Ahmed, Lars Lewis signing off, I am Lou DiBiase. We will be back next show, continuing our Eagles coverage right here on LockedOnEagles.com. Thank you, and let's go, Birds.